Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, March 19th. I had to think for a minute. March 19th, and happy first day of spring tomorrow, everybody. So that's a good sign. We're on daylight savings time. We got spring starting tomorrow. It's hotter than you know what in the great Southwest, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Tucson, all of that. But thank you, everybody, for coming in tonight. Before we go to Sue for what should be a great continuous teaching from her, let's just go ahead and pray the call in. So here we go. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much that we are where we are, awaiting a great blessing, our arms outstretched, ready to receive. We thank you that everything is happening behind the scenes. Thank you for helping us wrap up everything in Iran and also in Cuba and wherever else there might be a little something going on. Thank you for that. Thank you for giving us a great night tonight and an effective call. And thank you for all the information that you brought to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, let's see what you have prepared for us. We love this teaching time, Sue. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bruce. Your gifts and talents will have room made for them.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that your gifts and talents will make room for you. That means if you'll stick with it, be persistent, and continue to use what God has given you, those gifts will cause you to move forward and help you to make progress in your life. You'll rise to the top. You have a deep well of talent on the inside of you, but the only way to get that talent up and out of you is through persistence. You must be determined. You've got to learn not to embrace the obstacles, but embrace the opportunities. When we stay with it and do our best, listening to God and learning the lessons that He wants us to know, He'll draw those deep talents out of us. One of the greatest gifts is persistence, not being afraid to embrace the opportunities that are in front of you. You'll notice that God wants to do something for every one of us. He wants to bring out the talents we don't even know we have. And He wants to give us a greater opportunity to be of service. But our untapped talents and potential will lie dormant for a lifetime unless we're willing to get busy where we are right now, doing what God is showing us to do. We can't just sit around waiting for the big opportunity, dreaming about all the wonderful things that God wants to do in our lives. No, we need to invest our talents and our ability to learn wisely right now. We need to invest and learn right now. If you have a desire to sing, join the choir. Don't sit around and wait for a major recording company to sign you up to some big deal. If you have a desire to teach or minister, join the children's ministry. If you have a desire to start to begin to consider what do you need to build for yourself. I'm adding this, by the way, right here. What you need to build for yourself so that you are prepared to execute and lead your project, start learning how to do that. What better impact could you have than to teach children, teach yourself, the goodness and the faithfulness of God? One of the ways that God has given you is to make the most of every opportunity. And remember, if God is placing an opportunity in your path, He's given you the ability to do it. No matter how big or how small your talent, if you'll be faithful and invest it for Him, God will bless and increase you. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Excuse me. Thought I could get away without coughing. But, you know, that's a really good teaching, and I think it's important. And I think at some level, we all kind of know that intuitively. But I also know that if we never try to use what God has put in us, if we don't utilize, you know, the gifts and the callings and, yes, the talents that we have, how else will we ever fulfill those? How else will we ever know that we can do these things? That's like, you know, when you were going about, you know, using these gifts and talents to further, you know, our projects, further, you know, our presentations, our teaching, our working with children, whatever it is you feel called to, you've got to take that first step. And, you know, we don't have to be busy, 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 right, Sue? But
right.
Don't let those gifts remain latent in you. You know, what is it? Something about there's nothing to do but a try? I mean, you need to at least try things. Listen, maybe you tried out when you were young, like Sue did, for a school play. And then they tapped her for something even bigger than the role she was prepared for in The Wizard of Oz, where she played Dorothy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, that's just a – but if Sue hadn't started by teaching the children around her about fish at the age of 7, then she might not have been prepared, you know, to lead the school play as Dorothy at age of 11, 12. So I think we're all in a position right now where we know that if you're on this call, especially if you have Tim, but even if you don't, and you've got, you know, a way to do some projects or be effective to help a certain group of people or whatever it is that you feel God's laid on your heart to do, by all means, do it. And I think what a lot of people are doing, Sue, is what you suggested, and that is take one step every day to work closer and further along that path so that when this thing comes through and we have everything that is expected, that we're able to effectively move forward and start in a more of a running position. You know, as James always said, you know, he wants to hit the ground running. And I get that. I get that. I'm going to hit the ground walking at first because there's a lot of little things that I want to get done first before we start running. But remember, it's stand, walk, and then run. Remember, it's sit, stand, walk, and run. It's a progression, and we're going to progress in those areas. But this is a great opportunity for us to go deep and say, what do I have inside me that God has put in me that I can utilize as we come out of this reset? When we come out, what is it that God has given me? Because everybody has a talent. Not everybody has a lot of gifts, but everybody has at least one talent. And a lot of people have multiple gifts. Sue does, Bob does, and sometimes I do. And so it's like when we utilize those, we bring God's perspective into our lives and allows us to go forward with a real viable plan because we recognize that we can do these things. Remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, that's right. That's a good confession to make every day. I can do all things. And nothing's impossible with God. And there's so many verses we could bring up that just re-identifies who we are in Christ. Our identity is in Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, and the Redeemer. I mean, it's just who we are. And as believers, you know, you have every opportunity to just take what God has given you and run with it, literally run with it. But right now, we're running this race. As Paul talks about, we need to finish the race. We're not going to quit. We're not throwing in the towel. We're not going, oh, it's been a long time. I've been in this for, well, not too many of you have been in it 21 years like I have, just saying. But I know it's been a long time. Doesn't matter. What are your alternatives? Are you going to give up? Are you going to punt? No. You're going to continue through and finish the race. That's what we're going to do on the big call. We're going to finish this race that is set before us. Sue's in for the long haul. Bob's here. I'm here. And everybody else, Big Call Universe, is ready to roll. And I think it's great. Now, I would love to have this thing go yesterday or the day before or whatever, but it's going to happen when it happens, and we're going to just be ready for it when it does. So that's what I got out of your teaching so far, Sue. I really appreciate it. I think it's valuable. I think it's a very, very meaningful teaching for us all to address. So, Bob?
Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome. What do you think, Bob? And tell me what your perspective is on this teaching.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is there's a lot that came up for me. Mm-hmm. And personally, just the idea that we have this opportunity every Tuesday and Thursday to think about different things like what was in this teaching. And for me, I like to use it as incentive and inspiration. And so mm-hmm. each teaching gives me ideas and new energy that I can use to carry me for the next few days, you know, the next day. And then each time it builds upon the next. And mm-hmm. I can't imagine how different a person I would be had I not had this opportunity to go through, all of these teachings that you have brought, right. Sue, and that other mm-hmm. people before you have brought for us. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I've had the benefit of 11 years, over 1,000 times, listening to these teachings. And I know that a significant part of my personality is from these teachings because, you look back upon the formation of your personality and it's all of your learning, your thoughts, your beliefs, your behaviors forms your mm-hmm. personality. And to be able to have the advantage of these teachings is something very significant in my life. So thank you, Bruce. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Sue. And Bruce particularly, I love as Sue finishes the teaching to listen to your part and to mm-hmm. especially tonight, I'm hearing you talk about the progress and what are you going to do next to keep moving forward.
Right.
And then also your really beautiful knowledge of the gospel and how the teaching gets punctuated by that knowledge that you have and the unique way you have of framing the stories and the parables that makes it relate to each teaching. There's so much to this, that I don't ever want to take it for granted.
Well, that's awesome.
And I just love the part about gifts and talents because each of us have them. And I started thinking, yep. Sue, when you said, to make room for them, right? God makes room for them. And I started thinking about the idea of a room. And I remember the teaching that Anna Wise gave in her book and her teachings about how you could imagine yourself walking down a corridor and seeing doorways to rooms on both sides of the corridor, and you could go and choose a room and open up the door and walk in. And at the beginning, the room would be totally empty. And as you allow your imagination and your faith and your guidance to be present, the room would display magnificence for you that would be guideposts for things that you could make progress on. or things to inspire you. And I've seen beautiful artwork manifest on the walls that I was later able to recreate. And that exercise of walking with God down that corridor and selecting a room to walk into and experience the gift he has for you there is going to relate to your own gifts. His gift relates to your gift. And then I also love the part about persistence, because there's been many studies about on children who they've tracked their progress and their accomplishments over time, and it always turned out that the children who were praised for their effort always ended up ahead of the children that seemed to be smarter and were simply praised for being so smart. And the children that were always praised for being smart would tend to begin to rely on that to carry them, and it would only carry them so far. But the children that were praised for effort were the ones that ended up ahead, you know, in the long run. And so I started thinking, you know, hey, I personally have the ability to do certain things or even more things, but do I have the effort? Am I going to put in the effort? And then how do I get there? How do I get myself to put in the max effort? How do I focus, you know, each day? I started thinking, well, you better make sure that you make your list every day. What is it that you're working on for the kingdom? And don't stop during the day till that list is done. Don't allow a distraction at 4 o'clock to make you say, oh, well, I'll finish the rest of that, you know, tomorrow. And then each day add to the list towards the goal, towards that special thing that your gifts are guiding, and then assess at the end of the day, how was my effort? How did I do in regard to my focus and my effort and my accomplishments, and then revise. You know, use the revision scissors, the magical shears of revision from Neville Goddard, and look back on your timeline for the day. And if you find a spot where you slacked and you didn't give the effort you wanted to give, you can imagine yourself having given that effort and take that picture and bring it back on your timeline, snip out the part that you don't want and install that picture there. Imagine a pair of scissors cutting that part of your day out and installing what you really would have wished you had done. And this this is a form of timeline therapy, but, you know, always remembering that that with that effort, each person is perfect. Not everyone's going to start SpaceX and Tesla, but each is perfect in its own gifts and its own destiny. And it doesn't matter. You don't have to accomplish it all immediately. You know, the way Elon seems to be progressing, but, you know, even if it takes for us, if it takes all eternity, you know, we're no less loved by God.
That's right. Well, that's good, Bob.
Wow, Bob. What a tour, what a design. Wow, that was just amazing.
Yeah, what a tour de force. That was quite good, Bob. Thank you very much. And I'm excited about that teaching and about how each of us receives it and whether or not we see ourselves doing what Bob suggests and whether or not we can accomplish. You know, it's not a numbers game, but it is about us making an effort to complete something. And if you're a procrastinator, you know, maybe take this teaching to heart and say, you know what, why don't I just try to complete this thing? And not just put it off, and maybe I'll get to it someday. You know, just start looking at things that you can do and do now, especially toward your projects or toward your new future 2.0. Sue? What did you think of this teaching? I know you liked it. Tell us what your opinion is about it.
There's so much, and I'm going to do some revision too. First of all, I'd like everybody to get their pen out. Because there's a lot of modeling that's going on here. And I spent, which I don't normally do, but I spent an hour and a half watching the live press conference that President Trump had with all the oil CEOs. And how does that relate to this teaching? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. But I want to point out, just listen to what you've just heard, Bruce, then Bob, then myself do. That was in, go to ET Now, that's what I watched. And you will see that Trump assembled probably about 60 different people in the largest room that he could hold to talk about their gifts and talents of their particular organizations, and to watch how they communicated that, how Trump was positioning that, and how Bob, and this is really important for the future of training your strategic communication, Bob took appreciation, acknowledging Bruce, acknowledging me, talking about the value of what we've all contributed together, and modeled the same kind of leadership communication, which I would like everybody to start, and that's going to be, you know, your little piece of momentum, to just begin to see that you're going to be in rooms with people where you're going to need to communicate with both appreciation and authority and creating connection. So you just saw a really beautiful example of three people, three different viewpoints. That's what you're going to be doing. That's what you can start studying and looking at and just taking in, just like Bob said. You know, it changes his personality. Because why? And here, I'm going to get into this in my segment. It's all going to be your return on learning. So you come here not to just be passive about it. You're actually getting rewired to become the bigger version of yourself and the bigger version of your purpose. That's number one. Number two. We can talk about, you know, hitting the ground running and kind of abstract. Why don't you see if you can commit to doing one small thing? I'll listen to people and how they communicate. I'll write something down about my project or something that I'm curious about, like what I'm going to talk about in my segment. It's going to be about your ability to actually create things, actually create, okay, who do I want on my team? What do I want to experience? What do I want the people on my team to experience?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of reflection, that kind of, you know, everybody's got a busy life. But starting to think about what you want to be building now, before all these new things come into your life, is incredibly powerful and an incredible use of your gifts and your talents. So just do this one thing. Make a commitment. And here's the difference. This is the revision part that I want to add. You can look, just like Bob said, you can look at Elon Musk, and I looked at him and I got so excited when he was talking about the, you know, thousands of starships he's going to build. So what did I do? I researched what kind of team he has around him. And literally down to, like, I got the nitty-gritty on the team he has around him. And you want to be, not so you're doing every single thing, but the new piece, especially when we have these new technologies coming out, is to notice where you're in flow. Big thing in my classes. Where are you, like, producing at your highest, and where does that drop off? And most people, and the model is that it's going to be going to, is like 4 to 5 hours of deep work. Of, I mean, I spend like really, really concentrated time on a project that I have, on the pod, on emails, and writing to everybody. But there's these specific windows where your gifts and talents are really showing up. So you can do these two things, and this is going to help you execute. It's about writing down and noticing where you're most engaged, where you feel like you could do it for a long time. And usually it's when you're creating something, generating something, in a meeting, leading people, whatever. Write that down. And then think about how you can design that into your project. And what that's going to do is it's going to unleash a society, which is where we're going, that is going to be producing people that are engaging on their highest meaning, their highest productivity, and their highest contribution. And to me, that's what the gifts and talents are about. And I agree with Bob. About Bruce, and I'll talk a little bit about that maybe in my segment. Just because of what Bruce taught me over 10 years, I'm able to pass it on to a whole group of very motivated humanitarians. I want to thank you, Bruce, for that, and I'll speak about that in my segment. So,
thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, and I appreciate that, and thank you for the kind compliment that you made also, Bob. Because this has been an opportunity over the last 15 years to express sort of my feelings and the opportunity that I've had to be used, I believe, of God to get out some important information to everybody. And you know, I think this was a thing that I was called to. Obviously, and I called it the big call. So it's been something that I embrace. And I enjoy, and I'm looking forward to us completing this cycle so that we can move into our new lives 2.0. But thank you, Sue and Bob, for that, for those comments. Sue, it is the time. It is the time. I was going to sing it. It is the time of the season for loving. And let's love on Big Call Universe and see if we have any prayer requests or praise reports in tonight that we can pray about.
I just opened this, a very sad one. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Everybody, let's get your
hand on
super
heart.
Super prayer garb on. Put on your supernatural prayer abilities, and here we go for Pastor Scott. Remember, I don't read these beforehand because, I don't know, it's more fun to do it live on the big call and put myself under that pressure. Anyway, tonight's prayer is for my 19-year-old, who we thought was doing better after the breakup from her boyfriend. But last night she said she was going to spend the night with her older sister of 24, Kia. We found out this morning she did not. Didn't go to work, spent all night with some drug dealer. Totally out of character. We're baffled beyond words. She slept all day. Big Call Universe, please pray for Destiny to find her right mind. Thank you. I love you all. Be blessed. P.S. None of my kids have gotten involved in drugs or alcohol. Pastor Scott. Okay, so this is, we're gonna get a little serious here, Pastor Scott, because this just is not it's not working. So what I want everybody to do is to recognize that when you go through a loss, when you give in your heart or your energy to something outside of you, and you pour your energy into that, and if you don't call back your energy in Christ, you have a huge hole in you. So we have a society that is also walking around with a lot of emptiness and loneliness, and they're not grounded in their spine, they're not grounded in wholeness, they don't have all their energy with them. And that leaves you open to foreign energy, and being around a drug dealer, being around anybody that is working with impulse, that can be sexually, work, all those addictions, any addiction is a sign of energy loss. Please write that down. That's the truth. When you're grounded, when you have all your energy with you in Christ, you're not open to something coming in. So we're now going to pray for Pastor Scott's daughter, Pastor Scott's family, for everybody on this call. And we're going to say, we're calling back all of the light of Christ back into our bodies, cleansed and healed. This is new energy. This is clean energy that dissolves and releases all energy that is not ours. All negative energy, other people's energy, is cleansed from Pastor Scott's daughter and everybody else's energy on this call. We see everybody on this call sealed in the light of Christ, shining, clear, bright, their homes, their cars, everything that they do is sealed in that light. And we make it our intent to every day say, all of my energy is in Christ. All my energy has been returned to me and I'm made whole. All of my energy in my family and everywhere I go is created to sustain me in Christ, and I am healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
This is a really serious thing. Really serious. And there's a lot of stuff that's coming out about this, you know, about being with people, about relationships, about, it's just, it's very, very powerful. So Pastor Scott, it's going to be up to you to take that football and run with it, because you've got to start working on how to seal these situations up, because it's leaking energy that's happening, and that needs to be healed. And so I hope that helps. Let's see, we have another prayer. So this is from Leilani Soon. Her mom, Laurel, is requesting prayer for healing her nephew, Kiwa, and herself below. This is Laurel Soon from Hawaii. I'd like to request prayer for my 3-month-old grandson, his eyes and body to be normal. When he was born, his eyes were shut for a long time, and they still aren't able to open fully yet. For myself, I request prayer for healing my breast cancer cells and that every organ will function better than normal. I also request, she's got a lot of other requests. I'm not going to, I just want to kind of simplify. Okay, so let's do this. Realize that this is very, this is going to be coming out as bioenergetic healing and much more prominent in the world once this goes. I don't know why I'm getting such feedback on the call. Oh, is anybody on Bluetooth? So here's what I'd like everybody to do, is I'd like you to see Leilani, and I'd also like you to see yourself and her son, what's the son's name, grandson, Kiawe. I want you to see a perfect grid of light. So it's a pattern, it's a hologram. That's exactly how the med beds are going to work. And I want you to see a radiant Kiawe and a radiant Leilani. And I want you to see that Christ is standing over them and literally 24/7 reconstructing the way the patterns of light move through their organs, their systems, their bones, their mitochondria. And just see that light, and Leilani and Kiawe, you can do it for Kiawe, Leilani, but it's very important for you to daily bathe yourself in that image, because your cells are listening to you and receiving your transmission that is coming from your Christ self. And if you can say thank you and let everyone in the big call hold that space with you and for you, that's going to strengthen what your body is receiving as your divine instruction and power in Christ. We see you healed. We see you having things get better. And we see you being prompted to get curious about whatever else you can do to support yourself, whether it's boom or boost. You got to really apply yourself. It's not a passive thing. It's let your spirit guide you and do everything in your power with all your will, with all your persistence, and we see you healed in Jesus' name. We're gonna have to really muscle up. Let's see. Spiritually muscle up, right, Bruce?
Yep.
Third times 3.msc. Prayers. Hold on a second. Okay, that's that. I think that's it. And this is for Genia, from Genia. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. And in this love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be among an atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 4:9-10. He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed, Albert Einstein. And that's what you heard from Bruce and Bob earlier. Today we pray for everyone's health, faith, love, and finances. RV blessing to come to fruition, and especially the med beds to be available very soon. May God bless President Trump, our military, and the sovereign United States of America. Question, is 4B still on track for the 800 number before Easter? Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend and enjoy the first day of spring, Friday. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. I will address that question, Jeannie, excuse me, in the Intel segment. And yes, Easter is April 5th. So yes, we will address that. And let's see what else. I think that's everything, Sue.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was it. That was it, Bruce.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I just was thinking about Leilani and Kiawe. You know, here, Leilani, Hawaiian name, Kiawe, Indian name. Kiowa Island, South Carolina, where I have visited and played the golf course that we had the Ryder Cup tournament on. I played, how many holes? Played 27 holes one day on the ocean course. Absolutely terrific. Okay. All right, Kiowa. And Sue, thank you so much for praying those prayers out. I think that's a calling, too. And I think we can make that calling sure. And then, Sue, I know you mentioned you're going to do some things in your segment. I'm always curious as to what we're going to receive from you.
Especially these days, right?
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Oh, let's see.
So we're all ears, Sue, and we're looking forward
we're
to
all ears.
Receiving what you have to say.
You know, this is the year of the fire horse, right? Everybody knows that. It's the year of the fire horse is kind of Chinese and et cetera, but it's about, we're kind of out of the dreamy state. We got to start getting into action. And so I want to give a shout out because this is the model of basically what the people of divinity are doing, and I have a testimonial, and people of divinity in action, Podia. And I have a couple of
Podia.
Testimonials.
People of divinity
Podia.
In action. I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Podia.
Yeah.
Podia. Yep.
Don't worry, Pod. We're not going to change it, but it's the truth because they are doing things. They're actually making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I got to meet with a woman who is in her elder years, and this is just try this on everybody because it is a reason. That a lot of people aren't getting the momentum and the traction that they want. She was explaining to me that her two sons were very not connected to this, that she was very accomplished, and she's in her, you know, retirement years. But she has been to several of the calls and wanted to invest in a lot of our classes and just says, send me more. And she decided to do some one-on-one with me. And what I would suggest to everybody is that you find somebody that you can sit down with and you can start brainstorming about your project. Because when you're isolated and you can't be talking and thinking and playing and creating unless you're very self-directed. You don't get that traction. You don't get that momentum. You don't get that play. And she just went on. I mean, it was so exciting to be with somebody that had so much hunger and so much skill and so much intelligence to create. So she knows who she is, and I hope she's listening to this. It was just so powerful. It was like mutual ignition, incredibly bright, incredibly committed, incredibly grateful to be co-creating together what she is going to execute on. So we're launching a class, which I don't know. I'm just going to tell you what the class is about a little bit. Next Wednesday, the 25th, and Friday, the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Emerging Sovereign Systems. And I'm just going to give you a taste. Would you know the people, the questions, and the decisions required to move from an institutional system to a hybrid system, to a curated system designed just for you. So here's what it is. think about this. This is going to really kind of, I can't wait to see what this is going to do. You know how you feel, you know how you feel when you go into a Verizon store and you're signing up for a new phone?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I brought to the call the other night about what's going to be happening in the ultra-high net worth space or high net worth space, but it's going to definitely be ultra-high net worth space. Do you want to be walking into a Verizon store where everybody is going to be, like, positioned through? Or do you want to learn what you're going to need to create so it's designed to really work with you and your team? Would you know who to have on your team? Would you know what to literally position yourself and lead yourself? Do you think Elon Musk is walking into a generic Verizon store and negotiating there? I don't think so. Trump? I don't think so. So this class is designed to teach people how to walk through and pick and design who's going to be on your team and why, and how to maybe have a little bit of institutional support, and then a little bit like you're getting your feet wet and you're, you know, figuring out who are the architects of your project. But it's a very advanced class for people that are already working. Some of the people, Bruce, on our call have been with us for 5 years, taking every class.
Mm-hmm.
That's the level of commitment and desire to design. See, it's going to get into, what are you doing to learn about how you're going to be designing this? Or do you want to walk in and feel like you're a Verizon customer? I don't know about you, but I just can't stay. I don't like that experience.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I don't like that experience. And I have spent 10 years researching, and I'll take what somebody says and then I'll punch it up. You know, you don't want just a business attorney. You want a blank attorney. No, you don't want, I mean, there's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are working with people that are their friends. That's not a great path. You need really qualified people, and especially in this community, you really need qualified people that have the skill and the capacity to actually get and execute what you need to have executed. You've really got to get good at, I just know them and like them. No. You've got to have people that really know what they're doing. This is for God. This isn't for comfort. This is for, yes, you can have fun. Yes, you can do it. But you've got to find out who's really going to be able to have the capacity to lead with you and act as a skillful, articulate co-creator in their particular whatever you need. And that's what we're going to be covering in this class. And this is designed for people that have maybe never been in a big project with multiple team members and doing something that is quote-unquote high stakes. If you're going to be investing $1 million, if you're going to be investing in people, don't you want to have deep clarity? I don't know. You tell me. So I'll tell you. I don't know what I'm going to. It's pretty funny that I'm talking about clarity and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do, because the class is basically full. I know, it's pretty funny. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to read you. At least it's honest. I'm going to read you a testimonial or two. This is coming from, as much as I wish for the blessing, I also wish for the knowledge. Are there replays or transcripts of Sue's thoughts that can be purchased live, if not available. And there's another one. Hold on a second. Linda, okay, maybe not. I get too many emails. Hold on. So I'll go back to the testimonial in a minute. Here's what you want to think about doing. Two things. I would start with our new Teams program. That's already been recorded. I'm going to give you two options for this up until Tuesday. That new Teams is going to get you started on, it's new Teams for a sovereign world. So the way people are approaching developing their projects needs a revise, and their team members needs a revise. And we go into very specific perceptual and hiring lenses that will be happening once this goes. Because when you're hiring, and if you're doing research, I research all the time. If you're doing the research, the signs are there already. Because of AI, because of this, because of that, hiring for new teams and what you're going to communicate and what you have to look for is very, very different. And when this goes, the new teams for new sovereign world has those elements in it, and it's going to give you a very robust advantage. So that's $100. And if you want to get that class, send us an email. It's $50 a class. With all the latest research, all you have to do is send us an email. So new teams, Bruce. Integrated Minds.
Yeah, new teams 100. Got it.
All right. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. That's where you start. Okay? If you'd like to participate, and we have just a few spots, we're going to make this a little harder to get into. In emerging sovereign systems, this is for, you've got to send us a note and tell us, this is what I've been working on for my project. I've done this. I want three. We're getting intense now because this is a serious class. This is like a
graduate level class.
It's a graduate. It is a graduate level class. Thank you for those words, Bruce. It's a graduate level class for people that have been working on their project and they want to hear about how they're going to walk through the different, they're almost developmental stages of institutional to hybrid to curated system. What is that going to look like? Who's got to be on your team and have it be lean? This is for people that have really leaned in and have done stuff. So write three paragraphs. So, in other words, nobody that's, no low-hanging fruit here. Three paragraphs of why you want to join the class and why that's important to you. That's $100.
And maybe we'll let you in. Yeah.
Well, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's just we have to have people that have, this isn't a beginner class. It's for people that have really been working on and designing and creating their project. They're not just giving a lot of words. They're actually doing their project. So, same thing. Integrate, and, you know, this. It's, see how we're sharpening? Sharpening.
Sharpening.
You've got to start to be around people that have big hearts, but are also going to start doing and executing on things. You can't afford to be, it's like playing with a 3.0 player when you're playing at 5.0. It could be very hurtful to you if you're not around people that are actually creating and have the skill. So here's what you want to do. integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put sovereign systems.
Can we say ESS 100, Sue? Can we say EFS? ESS 100.
It's ESSS, not EFS. It's Emerging Sovereign Systems. Yeah, you can say ESS.
Considering that ESS, that's why I said it, yeah. Emerging Sovereign Systems. Yeah, ESS 100.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I heard it differently. Okay, that's good. That's great. Thank you for that contribution. Okay, so what you're going to do, if you want to get your toes wet, you get the first class, which is new teams. If you're just getting started, you don't want to get overwhelmed. If you think that you've been working on your project and you want some very cool, very highly researched 10 years and deep refinement, you're going to want to take the ESS class. But in order to get into that, you're going to have to show up and say, this is why I need to be in this class. I've been doing this, this, and this. Okay? You got to kind of get interviewed a little bit. So that's just to protect the people that have invested a lot of time and a lot of energy, because it's going to be a fast-moving class. We want you to feel like you're happy at the level, but it's for people that are advanced, have committed, are creating, and working on their projects. You're going to want to be there. So I guess that's it. I can't find my other testimonial because emails come in too much.
Okay. That's funny.
That's right. So thank you, Bruce, and thank you, everyone who's participated in all these classes, because it's the people that are so committed to learning that are building the new architecture with these new sciences of how the healthy integrated leader is going to be performing. It's just immense and exciting, immense in an exciting and wonderful way, but the people that have been taking these classes are prepared emotionally, intellectually, spiritually. They're getting grounded, and they're going to walk in, and they're going to have the clarity to really create some of the world's best projects, I believe. So thank you, everyone, and thank you, Bruce, for the opportunity to get people prepared. I think God is very proud of what we're all doing. So that's me for tonight.
I think he is, too. Thank you, Sue. Sue out. But remember, when you do send these emails, whether it's for New Deals 100, the pre-recorded class that has all that good information in it, two classes, $100 total, or you want the ESS 100, the new class, Emerging Sovereign Systems.
Sovereign.
Emerging Sovereign Systems. ESS 100. Just let her know which of the two you would like. And then if you want the ESS, you're going to have to test for it. You're going to have to do three paragraphs about your project. And I'm sure Sue will let you know more about that in her email she sends back to you. So make sure you put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email. Let her know if you have PayPal or if you don't have PayPal. You don't, she'll invoice you differently, and set that off as early as tonight after Bob's segment or after my segment or whenever, especially you West Coasters, you Mountain and California time, West Coasters, all right?
And I just heard from a person, and I'm writing to her right now. She said, Sue, I'm in for the class, and she is our Intel person, pod people. And I said, of course you are. You've been here for 5 years.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Good for you.
It is.
Good for her. That's terrific. Yeah, I know. There's only a few spots left, so it's merit-based. This thing is merit-based.
There you go.
How you get into this graduate course, ESS 100. So you know why I remembered ESS so well? Because there was a high-end speaker manufacturer called EFS Heil, H-E-I-L, and it used a special labyrinth-type tweeter system. It was one that was back in the 70s, really. But they still make something like that now. Anyway, ESS 100. All right. And New Deal 100. Don't forget that. New Deal 100. Or new teams. New teams 100. Not new deals. New teams.
Right.
100. Okay. We got it. Well, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thank
you. I don't screw it up again. Right? New teams 100. All right. Yeah, thank you, Sue. Really good. Bob, we're on a new team. We've got our team. We're putting it together.
I wanted to know if I could send in my score from the MCAT and the GRE to apply for Sue's new class.
Well, that wouldn't hurt, Bob. It wouldn't hurt you to send that in. Hopefully you're not the governor of California that basically only had a $900 SAT score total of the two. You know, they give you 400 points just for getting your name right on that. That's where the, the scoring starts on the SATs. Back in the old days, Bob, when I was in high school, we had eight people in our class that got perfect 800 SAT scores.
Wow.
On both verbal and math. We had eight guys it all. That was really, some brainiacs in that class. Yeah, and then I didn't get 800 on each. I did okay. I did get 785 on my French level 2 achievement test. So I think if I was 15 points short of 800, I must have missed a question. But I cannot believe I did, because I didn't think I missed anything. But you know how it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
Bruce, I can tell you this. I batted 469 in my Babe Ruth League hardball league when I was 14. That was the best score I ever got.
Man, that is great, Bob. You were a hitter, man.
I don't even know what that means, not being a non-baseball person.
Well, Sue, it means that he was quite accomplished behind the plate with a bat. And he could ton it out there. Bob, you're like Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth used to point to which fence he was going to go over when he hit his home run, right?
Yeah.
You were like that. You're like pointing. Sometimes you'd fake him out. You might point to left field, say, I'm going to go over your fence, and then hit it over the right center field, you know. I think that would have been so cool, Bob. I wish we had the video of you hitting like that. Golly. Hey, you'll be able to do it again and better coming down that mid.
Don't
worry about it. Yep. Well, tell us where we stand, Bob, and tell us what's going on in the way of testimonials and anything new and whatever you've got.
Yeah, sure. So we have some interesting testimonials, and they all came in like short and sweet, like rapid fire. Like this one says, awesome product, talking about the dynamic combo. Then this one, collagene, great product. This one, good night formula. I've always loved the Boomer products. They're awesome. Here's one on Boomer Boost. I love this. It makes me feel better, more energy. And then this person wrote in, and these are the people that I admire tremendously. She writes in about Myotrol. I went 1 month taking one a day because I couldn't afford to order more because both myself and my husband were sharing it. I'm going to order more tomorrow. My Social Security came today. Same with the barley. I am 85 and he is 93, and it definitely makes a difference.
Well, how about that?
Yep. And I, you know, who knows how long they're going to live. The oldest person that we're aware of, you know, lived to be 122 years old. So And they didn't have Mayotrol and barley.
That's right.
So this lady and her husband may live longer than that.
Yep.
And you know, I was looking at different studies over the last couple of days. There's all these studies about genetics. And so there's a whole study on cellular reprogramming that's part of an article about living to be 150 that's from the medical literature. And then there's another one that's talking about genetics, your inherited genes, and how much of a factor the independent factors are, meaning your lifestyle and the environment that you grow up in. And that one's basically saying there's no more than 50% and as little as 6% of your health and your longevity is related to your actual inheritance of your genes. And the rest of it is your lifestyle. And then there's another article that goes into all this elaborate medical description of what's being worked on by all these really high-level scientists that are working on trying to figure out how to help people that have osteoarthritis in their knees, how to get rid of the pain and how to help restore their knees. And it goes on and on and on with all these theories and tests and research that they're doing and how optimistic they are that in a few years from now, they might actually have something that works. And literally yesterday, we got another testimonial from a guy using collagen that had a question. Can I take it with a steroid injection into my knee to reduce inflammation? Can I do both? And he said, I don't want to stop the collagen because it's working really well. My knees are getting better. But if I, because I have to work on my feet all day, I think I might need one more injection before the collagen has healed my knees enough that I don't need them anymore. And is it contraindicated? And so while we're reading this medical literature about all this research that's going on with 3 years before they can put something out, we're getting testimonials from people that already have it, that are already experiencing it. And same thing with this other article, you know, about living to be 150. The last part of the article is talking about epigenetic reprogramming. And it goes into bioengineering of tissues and transplants and all this stuff. But then at the end of the line, it said the most disruptive advances are cellular reprogramming using Yamanaka factors. And it's an approach to rejuvenate cells without causing them to lose their identity. And that's exactly what Eric Kurtz is doing with Mayotrol and collagen and more soon to come. And so I'm looking at all these articles, and I'm sending them to Eric to read and thinking to myself, isn't it an amazing thing that even though we already appeared on a number of podcasts, including the Beverly Hills MD with Dr. Lakey, and told him what's going on at Solva Labs, the word is still not out. But it's out for the big call.
There you
go. And we have hundreds, actually more than hundreds, we have thousands of people that in the combination of Mayotrol and collagen have already used it. And we have over 500 testimonials now. And
terrific.
That's what Eric said all along, Bruce. He said, I know this works. The computer systems show it works. All the ingredients are recognized as safe by the FDA. We've already tested it with mice when we gave tiny bits of the Myotrol to, they got twice as strong and twice as much endurance running and swimming. And we know it works, so let's let people take it and gather up their testimonials so we can show other people that it works, because we already know it.
Yeah.
And that was the track. That was the track that we took. And Eric Kurtz asked us at Boomers to introduce it to the people who are using Boomer products already. And that's exactly how the first epigenetic reprogrammers came to be. And just before, Bruce, before I go, we still have the same sales on, where we have buy one, get one half off on heirloom barley and on Boomer Boost.
Right.
And we have buy one, get one free on our B vitamins. And we also still have 5% off on the collagen. And we're doing that for as long as the first of our order. So when we start a new product, we place an order for the first amount, see how well it's going, place an order for a second amount. And with collagen, we've already placed an order for the second amount. And while that first amount is still, we're still going through it, we're offering that extra 5% discount. So if you put it onto your auto ship, you're going to get free shipping, a 5% discount plus a 10% discount for the auto ship, and you're going to make cashback rewards for the next time that you order.
That's right.
So the price is actually much lower when you look at how we have these discounts all put together in a pile. They make the price much, much less. And so that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 17 minutes after 10.
Okay. Let me ask you this, Bob. I was thinking about Stephanie. Is she feeling better, and is she back?
Yes. Well, yes and yes. I spoke to her this morning, and she is doing much, much better.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good. I'm going to try to give her a quick call tomorrow and see if my order is in process or not. Okay, very good, Bob. Thank you. Let's just refresh.
Yeah.
Bob, that's so valuable. I love the epigenetic reprogramming part. And, you know, it's so funny because what you have witnessed with these testimonials, Bob, are the first fruits of this whole concept of epigenetic programming and how we reprogram ourselves. And it's just, it's awesome, really. It really is. You're right there on the leading edge of this technology because of what Eric Kurtz has put together with, you know, collagen and with Myotrol. Terrific. And, you know, you're the exclusive seller of these. And I'm proud that we have these products that we can talk about on the Big Call to Big Call Universe. And I think that the testimonials speak very well for the technology, the product, and your heart for the people that are receiving these. So to get to Bob's website, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. When you get there, you'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. Click on it. It's a direct link to Bob's site. When you go into Bob's site, you'll be able to go through the pull-down menu and products, see what the on-sale menu is, refresh your memory on those, and see if there's anything there that you would want to put on subscribe and save. Because a lot of people, I think, want Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, on subscribe and save. They've got to get vitamin D and vitamin C, okay, D3 and vitamin C, maybe vitamin B, you know, B-complex. Get those, you know, and then maybe Myotrol. And if they're in pain, you know, or they've got the knee pain, joint pain, whatever, then get collagen. And then some people are using Super Strong, since that's back in stock now. Don't forget Super Strong and just how well that went on its initial delivery. And now we have more available. So that is how you get to the site. Then you can put an order through just like you would any website. And then that's what 99.1% of the people are doing now, is putting their orders in that way. And then if you need help from customer support, you can call their 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time, EDT. All right. So make sure that you're doing that. Check that out. And I appreciate you, Bob. Thanks so much for that segment tonight. Really good. All right. We're going to move into the Intel phase right now. Got interesting, a lot of good information that came in this afternoon. And sometimes it comes in the morning, sometimes afternoon, and even sometimes right before the big call starts. I try to get as much as I can and then sift through it, see what is relevant, and go through it. So let me talk first about something relative to the idea of, and I'll get to Jeannie's question in a minute, Jeannie. When we talk about going to the Redemption Center, which is the term we've used for 10 or 12 years, I guess, when we realize that these centers, some of them are independent from banks, some of them are connected to a bank, and some of them are in a bank with special offices if the bank is big enough or whatever to have a separate area, which they're calling the Redemption Center. Some are freestanding. Some are connected to the bank and additional space that might have been leased specifically for this. But the point is, when you set your appointment using the 800 number, everybody will want to get that. Everybody that bought currency that had an email that's still valid will be getting an email from Wells Fargo to tell them, here's the 800 number that you call to set your appointment. And they might have some simple instructions with that email. So the ones who loses out, and I'll get into why you're going to lose out in a minute. If you decide, oh, I'm not going to do that email thing. I'm not going to set my appointment. I'm just going to walk willy-nilly into any old bank branch and see if they can exchange me. Not a good plan. Why is that not good? Here's one of the many reasons why. One, they don't have a contract rate on the dinar, if you have dinar. Two, they're not going to be able to set up your Quantum account if you're a ZIM holder. Three, if you're a ZIM holder, they're not going to be able to redeem your ZIM at just any old bank. And it's, you know, I could go on and on. Here's another set of reasons so that you guys understand this thing. Remember when we talked about Doge, R&R, and the tariff dividends? Well, guess what the latest version of that is? Doge, R&R, and tariff dividends, if you're a currency holder, they want to see who you are when you come in to the Redemption Center, and they're verifying you based on you've got a passport picture, a driver's license picture, and all that good stuff, and they want to just make sure the KYC, the Know Your Customer, Know Your Client rule kicks in. So you'll go in for that, and the reason is because they want to physically see who is getting these to make sure they're going to the right people. So my point is, if you're a currency holder, you're going to get your R&R, your restitution reclamation allowance, or whatever the other R's are. You're going to get that. That's going to be a pretty big chunk. Your DOGE should be a big chunk. And your tariff dividends, which are completely funding the external revenue service. Since the IRS is going away, the external revenue service is replacing it. So external revenue, which is coming from tariffs, creates tariff dividends, which you will be paid monthly. So the first installment would come in, and then monthly thereafter. Some say it might be a year, could be 3 years, could be longer. But that is the first indication that you'll get those. And the checks we've heard would be, we've heard $2,000, we've heard $3,000, we've heard $5,000 a month. I don't know. We'll just see what it is. For those of us who are currency holders and ZIM holders, especially, it's nice to have it, but it's not going to be that significant because we have bigger and greater pots of gold at the end of the rainbow. All right, now, my point in bringing that up is if you're a currency holder, you're going to get those things into your Quantum account, and then you can move them into whatever bank you're attached to. It doesn't have to go into Wells. Me, I'm going to take those items, get the amounts that they are, transfer those over to a Chase Bank account. Okay, that's just what I want to do, all right? You can do whatever you want to do, but it's just something I'm going to do to keep those essentially separate from the currency and the ZIM, okay? Because those are separate. To me, in my heart, my mind, they're just separate pools of funds, all right? So I find that to be interesting, that they want us physically to make sure we are that person that's going to get these. And I'm going to segue into this thing for right now. You know, legislation was passed today in the House of Representatives to make sure that all illegal aliens in this country that have taken funds from their state government or federal government that they're not entitled to are going to be deported. I mean prontissimo. They're going out of here. Because not only have they defrauded us by coming in illegally, but they've also defrauded the states, in some cases, the federal government states, by taking funds that they are not entitled to as non-citizens. Not mention the voting bloc of illegals that are getting removed as we speak. Don't get me started on it, I guess is what I'm going to tell you. All right, let's move back into the intel. We have indications from about four different sources that are saying approximately the same thing. The first thing is the possibility on, and I'm trying to get my dates right in my in-mind calendar, I believe Monday is the 23rd and 24th is Tuesday of this month. One of those 2 days is supposed to be when the email notifications are triggered to go out. My gut is if it's between those 2 days, it'll probably happen on Tuesday. All the other redemption center leaders, people that are in the know, are getting emails from Treasury talking about the 24th and 25th, which should be, according to my in-mind calendar, which should be Tuesday, Wednesday, meaning notifications Tuesday and exchanges to start Wednesday. Now, one individual is suggesting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 24th, 25th, 26th. But the others are saying 24th, 25th, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, this coming week. And our military, top military people are indicating that everything should be wrapped up this coming week. and that is referring to the conflict in Iran, the helping of Cuba to see their freedom, and I'm going to call it a regime or government change. Those two are supposed to be wrapped up this coming week. And in that particular statement is also the fact that we, as currency and ZIM holders, should be wrapped up this coming week, which is still in March, and it is before Easter, which is on April 5th. So, we have had some things that have delayed us, I think. We had the two banks that took their time getting connected to the QFS system. You remember we talked about J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America not being connected until, when was that? And that must have been last Wednesday, I believe. Let's see, today's Thursday. I believe that was Monday morning at 4 a.m. in the morning. They were interconnected. Takes about an hour and a half for a bank to connect to the QFS, about an hour and a half. And it beats the heck out of receiving a $50 million per day fine for not being connected. And in terms of the order of banks, in terms of how they're ranking right now, in terms of compliance and being good, I guess you could say, Wells Fargo's number one, Chase is number two. Bank of America sliding in at a barely in the third position, and Citibank or Citicorp, bottom of the barrel, not particularly good. And we shouldn't be too surprised at that. I think we all kind of halfway knew that. So if you're a huge Citibank customer, you better think in terms of another bank. As far as we know, let's see what else. Well, I'm not going to bring that up. I just know Europe had 93 banks that did not come to the party and connect to the QFS, and they are on the outside looking in. I believe I mentioned that Tuesday. And I don't know what their future is going to be, really. Don't know. They're out of the loop right now, though. Let's see, what else? You know, it's funny, Sue, that you saw President Trump with that group of oil executives. I thought I saw that meeting a few days ago, but maybe he had another one. Today, I watched President Trump with the Prime Minister of Japan, and that was really, really kind of cool. Of course, she was speaking Japanese only, and she had an interpreter that was working with her on her speech. And we're really looking for a whole new level of trade with Japan. It was a very positive meeting. You know how Trump is. When he has a phone call, it's a really good call. A really good call. It was a positive thing. You know, same thing when he has these guys in the Oval Office, except for some of them. I mean, there are a few that weren't, but most of them turn out to be really good meetings. Because Trump is for the prosperity of all countries. He's just for us first, America first. Everybody else, he's for too. And he's for change in Iran. He wants the people to rise up, if they can rise up without being executed, which is crazy because they are. You know, but we want Iran to be free. And I think, I'm going to tell you something I heard the other day. And it's about, you remember we had Ronald, which was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan told, wasn't it Khrushchev? He said, tear down this wall. So the wall came down between Soviet Union, you know, East and West Germany. That wall came down, I don't know if it was 87 or 89, whatever it was. And then we also have Donald. So we had a Ronald. And now we have a Donald Trump. And the prophet said, this particular person had a gift of prophecy, and he said, and under Donald, meaning Donald Trump, the wall in Islam will come down, meaning in Iran. And I told you guys, I really believe that Iran can become a Christian nation and is, in an underground sense, already moving in that direction. And then the third prophecy was about China, and the wall in China would be coming down. Now, I'm not talking about the Great Wall of China coming down, but the wall to give freedom and a better form of government to the people of China. Let's see what happens. You know, this could be over quite a period of time, but I felt that was really, really important that I learned that. So, from this point, we have 24th, 25th, looking prominent or looking important as important dates for us. It's kind of how it was put by one source. So I think that's going to be very important for us to pay attention. And as you guys know, we do get pushed on this thing occasionally. Every time we have a Thursday or a Thursday, Friday, or it's the weekend, you know, we are moved along because of something else that either came up or needs to be handled. And right now, I think we need to get a handle on Iran and Cuba to the point where they are non-factors in us going. So I wanted you to know about that. The RNR, the Doge, and the tariff dividends, if you're a currency holder, you'll get those at the redemption centers. That's the other reason to go to the redemption center. And I just you realize you're going to get a Q phone, a satellite phone, at the redemption center when you go through. And there's quite a bit of stuff that you'll get, plus that quantum card. You'll have that and the ability to move funds from your quantum account to your primary or secondary or tertiary bank account. I tell you, it doesn't make any sense not to. And I know some people, no names mentioned, are being paid by certain banks to dissuade you from using redemption centers. We know that. But in the end, they lose, you win. Okay? Let's see what else. I think that's everything besides what Sue brought tonight that we should sign up for, which previous classes, these are recorded classes. These are the new teams, 100, previously recorded class that will bring you up to speed on teams and team building and how to choose leaders for your teams, etc. All of that is included in that two-class course, new teams, $100, so $100. And you can pay it on PayPal if you have it. And if not, let her know I do not have PayPal. And the other offering is the latest, which I refer to as ESS 100. ESS. Okay? So that is a special graduate level course that Sue will choose a few additional people to fill out the pod for this course. And she'll give the instructions on what she wants to hear from you to see that you are qualified to participate in that class. That's the most advanced class so far. ESS 100. Send your email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. And send her that off tonight, and she'll be going through those. She'll get back to you. Pay attention to your emails. Let her know, first of all, put your name and phone number in the body of the email. Let her know if you have PayPal or I don't have PayPal. If you don't, she'll invoice you differently. And send those on in so she can begin to process those. And Sue, the dates on the class were, I believe, Wednesday and Friday of next week?
Yes, Wednesday and Friday. But what we're going to be doing is hustling a little bit. And we're going to let the pod know tomorrow that they can start investing in it now. We're going to get it out probably Monday morning because it is that strategic, practical, behavioral. It's super structure, so it's really important for everybody to have. So that's what we're going to do. Look for an email tomorrow night, and we'll be selecting people maybe over the weekend, and you'll know about it,
Letting them know, and you'll have it,
and it'll just it's going to be like an operating manual for moving through the different developmental initial strategic considerations as you move through this system. So it's important.
Okay, Sue, thank you for that. And
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Everybody, for listening. Jeannie, I hope we handled your questions. And I hope everybody is understanding what it is we're looking for, which are obviously emails from Wells Fargo with the 800 numbers and the instructions. And, of course, we will put them out on the website, bigcalluniverse.com. My website, it'll go on that front page. Landing page of it, and we'll also send out emails to the people that have registered on bigcalluniverse.com. Okay? So we'll be doing both of those as soon as we get the number. Okay? So, we're going to have a great weekend. Everybody enjoy the warmer weather, except for Michigan, where they had 19 inches of snow in north and central Michigan, and I think they maybe had an inch melt today. We're still in winter in Michigan, Wisconsin, some of those areas up in the great north, north central. But, boy, California, hot. San Diego, L.A., hot. Same thing with Arizona, New Mexico. Texas is warm already. They're starting off in the 90s today. I think we're going to be, we're 89, I think, maybe warmer on Saturday. So anyway, everybody, I want to thank Sue and Bob as being great contributors and hosts to the Big Call. Thank you both, and thank you, GCK and Jeannie, for your continued help, and Pastor Scott for praying and keeping destiny in mind. On that, just stay on top of it. And Doug, thank you. And for all your help. All right, Sue. And then who else is out there? Obviously, I mentioned Jeannie. Satellite team, my SAT team, for getting the call out all over the globe. Man, it's really amazing. And everybody that is part of Big Call Universe, that's listening. Thank you guys for listening, and make sure that you check out what Bob has on his site, and any sale items are there, and you know how to get there. And thank you for getting in touch with Sue as early as tonight with your emails. All right? Well, thanks, everybody. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you are in charge of this and that you have our best interests always at heart and always in mind. And that you, like Jeremiah 29:29, your goal is to prosper us. And we love that. And this is part of it. And we thank you that we're moving forward, that we have great ideas and witty inventions that you have given us. And now we're executing on those. Sue with her classes, Bob with his products and technology, and me with my limited amount of intel. Thank you for blessing all of these, and thank you for bringing the blessing home to us in the time frame that we've alluded to tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, all right, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll be talking to you on Tuesday, one way or another, okay? God bless you.